even after they're born. Rick Smith.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, ricksmithshow.com. My good friend Jeff Bryant has a really good piece on, you know, how this primary season has shown that, you know, some of the people who won pushing back against charter schools, and how maybe now the not just Democrats, but also some Republicans are looking at, you know, just how bad these charter schools have been, and maybe taking a second look at how our education system is being, I would argue, destroyed systematically, so that we could create a massive crisis and then privatize the whole thing, which is why I think in West Virginia and in Kentucky and in Arizona and Oklahoma, we saw the kind of organizing that we've seen, this starving of public education, and finally teachers saying, you know, enough is enough. It's about time. That's why I've asked Brian Arnicher to come talk with us. He's an Oklahoma teacher, one of the folks out in the streets, and also a member of the Badass Teachers Association. Brian, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you for having me.
So, you know, I look at, you know, what you guys did in Oklahoma, and, you know, to me, it's one, it's maybe what the post-Janus world looks like of direct action and the end of labor peace. But more importantly, it's finally the more articulate union members and more articulate workers saying, you know what, we've been screwed long enough. We demand better.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. You know, I think in Oklahoma, we're, you know, at the forefront. You know, we've been fighting this battle for over 10 years now. And I think we are seeing, you know, it's time for massive change to happen. I think we're losing way too many teachers. There's not enough, you know, young teachers coming into the profession, and I think we're definitely in crisis mode.
Now, I look at a state like Oklahoma, and some of the pictures you guys tweeted out during the strike of the conditions under which you guys, as maybe not you, but you know, teachers in your state labor under: broken chairs, broken desks, books with chapters missing, and just all of the stuff that, you know, you wouldn't expect in this country. You might expect in a third world nation somewhere, but not here at home. And I think there's kind of an eye-opening, kind of an awakening going on.
Yeah, definitely. There's kind of an awakening going on. I think with social media, you know, allows teachers, you know, to actually have a voice and actually post some images from their classrooms. And, you know, I think a lot of people don't understand, you know, what some of these teachers are facing on kind of a daily basis. And that's why I think, you know, social media has been a valuable tool to kind of help get some of these images out into the public eye and see what these teachers are facing on a daily basis.
Yeah. So now, obviously, school's over, summertime. You know, where did things end up, and will this continue into the new year? I mean, we saw that there was some movement forward. The question is, you know, how much of that they claw back in the future? I'm curious where you see things going.
Well, I think right now the big push is, you know, getting ready for the primaries. We've got a couple, you know, major ballot initiatives on there, as well as, you know, looking at some candidates that, you know, teachers are definitely out supporting. And I think that's kind of been the big push recently to get, you know, voters registered, to get, you know, people out to the polls. So that's kind of, I think, going to be the next big push. But we're also kind of facing, you know, the Tom Coburn's, you know, attack on the teacher raises. So, you know, we've got the petition, you know, to kind of void all that effort. So it's definitely, I think, getting momentum into the polls.
Yeah, we had while you guys were on strike and during the buildup, we had a couple of teachers from Oklahoma on the program back then. And what was surprising to me is, you know, the couple that we had on, they had self-identified as Republicans. And I'm going, you know, how is it that you could be in the employment that you're in, doing what you're doing, and still self-identify as a Republican? How is that possible? And, you know, there wasn't really a good argument, a good answer, but it seems to me they almost shot themselves in the foot before they decided it was time to march in the streets.
Yeah, well, and see, you know, for me, you know, I'm actually a registered independent, so I'm kind of, you know, I've got friends on both sides of the aisle, you know, and I don't know, I didn't get into teaching to get into politics. You know, it's one of the things that, you know, I wasn't a fan of politics to begin with, and I'm still not, but, you know, I know it's an important part of the process, you know, so it's definitely, it's perplexing sometimes, you know, for some of the policies are being pushed. You know, the teachers are, you know, I don't know that, but I think, you know, this whole movement is getting a lot more people politically engaged, you know, and I think we're going to see, you know, good turnout at the polls.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. I mean, look, I go back to, you know, my eighth grade government teacher, and it's been a long, long time since that happened. But he said, look, you may not like politics, but everything is politics because government decides who gets what. And what government in your state and in many other states, even where I'm at in Pennsylvania, what they've decided is that corporations and the very wealthy get a lot and our kids not so much.
Right, right. And I think what we're seeing, too, you know, right now, you know, the unions are negotiating for teacher raises. You know, we're still looking at, you know, trying to fund these mandates. And a lot of districts are going to be put in harm's way. And, you know, mine in particular, you know, said, all right, we're on for about 70% of what was promised. But other than that, we really don't know yet. And I think there's a lot of uncertainty with what's getting ready to happen. And what we're seeing currently is, I think, the mass exodus is continuing. Even though the promises of the raises are out there, teachers are still leaving. You know, I noticed today that, well, I'm getting ready to have my son's getting ready to go into kindergarten and at a pretty nice public school, and they've got vacancies, you know, there as well. So it's all over. I think TPS posted that, Tulsa Public Schools posted that they've got like 300 vacancies.
Wow.
You know, it's going to be, you know, pretty major. And, you know, if you're, you know, at a small high school, you know, and you're, you know, you've got four people that you need to fill spots for, that could be, you know, 10% of your staff, if not more. And, you know, I think a lot of these, you know, districts were pushing for their teachers to sign contracts early, but a lot of people are, you know, bailing out. So they're saying enough's enough. And, you know, I'm already seeing reports of people moving to Texas. They're going to, you know, Arkansas, you know, and when they can offer, you know, $15,000 to $20,000 more for a veteran teacher to move across the borders, you know, it's, you know, they're only going to stay here for so long.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, a matter of time.
And then you end up with, you know, with less experienced teachers, and you end up with a system that struggles. I mean, because look, you know, while you love the energy of a new teacher fresh out of school, they're not nearly as honed in their craft as someone who spent 5 or 10 years doing it. So if you lose those teachers who have the experience, you also lose the mentors. I just don't. Again, it seems so short-sighted to me that the state would do this. And pursue this kind of policy.
Well, there's got to be another agenda there. And, you know, I think we're seeing, you know, we don't have enough young teachers going into the profession. I think that at OU they were graduating, I think, 30 teachers, and the majority of them are going back to Texas. I think over 50%. So you had 15 go to Texas. You had a lot of them that were getting out of education. I think only 3 were staying, so they only had 10% of what they graduated, you know, just recently, or actually sticking around even when I teach. But that's only, you're only looking at 3 teachers. So,
yeah, are you surprised by that?
There's a lot more vacancy.
Yeah, I mean, are you surprised by that? Because, you know, look, even in a state that pays reasonably well, like Pennsylvania does, the attacks and the, you know, just the constant, you know, arrows of greedy teacher, of bad teacher, of lazy teacher,
well,
you know, you go down the list, and I'm sure you've heard them all. You know,
yeah,
I mean, imagine throw on top of that poverty-ridden teacher. You know, why you'd want to do it is beyond me.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, it's gotten to the point where, you know, enough's enough, and they can only sacrifice so much, and, you know, they're not getting in it for the benefit of the kids anymore. They're done, you know, and when people have their own kids to take care of, you know, that's got to be the first priority. And, you know, I think that's what we're going to see is, you know, the parents are, you know, they're tired of taking care of other people's kids, you know, and that's the reality that, you know, you got to protect your own kids first. So,
yeah, and, you know, some of the stories that I've heard, because we have teachers on all the time, because I think it's important, because what you guys do, I think, is one of the most important jobs in this country. And it's not just pandering and blowing smoke. Is, you know, you're honing the future of this country. You're honing the future critical thinkers, the future citizens in this country. And I guess, you know, looking at how we treat teachers and how we treat education as a whole, tells me that the people who are in charge don't think an awful lot of the future.
No, well, I think what we can look at too is look at the numbers and the cuts that have happened towards the gifted and talented students. You know, we're not, you know, we're taking care of our best and brightest students anymore. We're just looking at, let's put them into a trade, let's put them into Votech, which is fine, but at the expense of, you know, your leadership. And that's the thing that, you know, when you lose, you know, it's just, you know, the typical dumbing down of America. And I think we are, you know, we've got to really rethink about, you know, what we're doing with our future leaders, you know. And it's great to have, you know, a trained workforce, you know, and, a college is not for everybody. I realize that, you know, but at what expense? So, I don't know. We're losing a lot of opportunities for kids.
And the sad thing is it shouldn't depend on where you live and what your zip code is, but it seems more and more that, whether you move into the middle class or any advantages, is based basically on where your parents ended up living and raising you. And that's kind of a sad thing.
Well, you know, it's just going to be a tough deal. And then you've got.
So let me ask you this, because, you know, the fall's coming up real soon. Do you expect the kind of organizing that you saw this spring? Do you expect that to continue into the fall? I mean, because there's part of me that goes, you know, the fact that the teachers got out, they were organized, they tasted a little bit of victory, they tasted a little bit of power and making their conditions better. I hope that this moves forward. Do you see that happening? I guess so. No, but, you know, I look at this, and, you know, as I said, again, another reason I hate cell phones. but, you know, Brian, I appreciate the time. Thank you. But here's the thing. You know, I look at the organizing that went on. I look at the energy that they had. And it was just, you know, just kind of amazing. And I guess we got Brian back.
Yeah, I'm back.
Last question I've got for you, you know, because it was about, you know, moving into the future. Do you expect the kind of passion, the kind of organizing that you had going on here in the spring to continue into the fall, or do you see people going, hey, you know, we got something, we're gonna be happy and move forward? How do you see things playing out?
Well, it really depends on a couple of things. You know, I think the June primaries are going to be critical, and to see if we can get some candidates who are definitely pro education. You know, even though they won't have officially won the races yet, you know, if we can get some pro candidates, you know, on the ballot, I think that'll be a positive move. And I think people will wait that out, see what happens in November. But then again, if you have the petition that basically rescinds, you know, these raises, teachers, I think, are going to be to the point where enough's enough. They're not going to come back in the fall. Either they're going to find new positions in other fields, or, you know, personally, we could see another strike, you know, and not come back in the fall. And that could be a whole nother set of issues. You know, I think, you know, personally, that, you know, 2 weeks was not enough. And I think a lot of teachers were let down when, you know, the walkout abruptly ended. There were people planning on coming up the next day, and then, you know, we got notification that it's over. Well, I don't think we accomplished enough to begin with. So, you know, there's possibility of another walkout.
Now, was that because your union called it? You know, how did that process happen?
Well, the union called it because they're kind of the centralized, you know, negotiating body for the teachers. But everyone was kind of following their lead. So I don't know. There were a lot of unhappy union members that dropped their membership. And there's a lot of people, I think, that still wanted to see a little bit more, you know. So it's going to be, you know, interesting to see which forces come at play, because you got a couple different unions, you got a couple independent groups going. So this fall could get real interesting, real fast.
No, I mean, it's most certainly something that we will be keeping an eye on, and I hope as things develop, you'll come back and share what's going on and share your experiences with us.
Definitely.
Brian, I appreciate the time. Keep up the good fight and have a good summer.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good stuff. Brian Ironicher. He's an Oklahoma teacher there, also a member of the Badass Teachers Association. Our good friends there and good folks. Let's take a quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.